I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Matthew Fortuna is a freshman at Chatham High School and has lived in Chatham most of his life. He runs track and field during the winter and spring and runs cross country in the fall. He enjoys hanging out with friends and watching TV.
I believe in saying please and thank you. I know this sounds useless to do. I mean, it's only one word, but it can change the way somebody thinks about you in a strong way. It can turn a stranger into a friend. It can make somebody's day. It can even help somebody through a tough time in their life. I did not share this belief through all my life, though. I used to think that please and thank you were useless until I experienced what they can mean to somebody. This experience is the reason I wrote this essay and why I chose this topic. I remember one day in Lafayette when I was getting my lunch. I entered the line and noticed the look on the lunch lady. I saw that she had a sad look on her face. When I advanced to the front of the line, her grin became more apparent. I took my lunch and paid for it, but did not manage to sputter out a thank you. While walking away, I could hear a slight "you're welcome" coming from behind me, but I walked faster and sat at my lunch table. After sitting down, I knew I did not do something, but I was unsure what it was. I instantly shrugged off the feeling and did not think much of it until I was eating dinner. I glared at my phone. It read 6:32, meaning that dinner was probably ready. I strolled into my dining room and sat down. I looked at the plate in front of me and instantly remembered the encounter with the lunch lady. I eventually looked up and explained what happened at lunch to my mom. She put her fork down and looked at me. She explained to me that you should always say please and thank you for everything you get, no matter how much you hate it, how much you hate what they gave you, because it can tell someone what type of person you are. After I heard this, I instantly thought of lunch lady. I felt grief. I now knew what I had to do. Bell finally rang, and I walked through the crowd and made my way to the lunchroom. I walked into the long line of customers determined to get my food. I waited for what seemed like hours until I finally advanced to the front of the line. I took my food, looked up, and was yet again greeted by the lunch lady's depressing grin. I walked over, punched in my combination, and sharply said thank you. I started my walk back to my lunch lady and heard "you're welcome." I believe that saying these words can truly affect the way some others see you and the way you see others. I believe in gratitude.